Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. And since my computer is being really slow this morning, I will introduce myself first. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a Divine Infinity Healing Practitioner, an Innate Releasing Technique Practitioner, a Conscious Channel, Spiritual Energy Healer, Speaker, and Author, among a lot of other things. What I do is I help women and men of faith find themselves, find what's actually important to them and to their lives, and show them how to let go of beliefs that have held them back, made them stuck, whatever terminology wants for you, and move into manifesting what they truly desire. And this all came about because several years ago I realized that my life was not what I wanted it to be. And I'd never really taken the time to look at who I was and who I was becoming. And so I started down that path of discovering myself. And as a part of that, I learned how to help other people discover themselves. And so now I work with people to help them gain greater understanding, knowledge, clarity about themselves, about their lives, about their choices. And it's had an amazing impact on my life as well. So I absolutely love what I do. And I encourage everyone get to know themselves, because it really does have a huge impact on your life and on who you're being. You can learn more about me or about DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and just click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll see some Learn More buttons. Easy's Learn More button will take you to her Facebook page. So that's one of the ways that you can quickly and easily connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But I encourage you to look around that website. There is a lot of information there. And you may just find what you've been looking for. And right now, what I am looking for is for my computer to actually show me something on this page. It's sitting on this blank page with nothing on it. And that is not what I wanted. Okay. Hold on. I think it's finally coming around. You may actually experience the magical voice of DC Love in just a moment. All right, we're getting closer there. Oh, computers can be so much fun, can't they? All right. It's pretending to do what I ask it to do. Yeah, this show, This Morning with Jesus show, started because of DC Love. DC Love and I were doing Friday shows together. And she was inspired that we should do shows where we channeled Jesus. And so the Morning with Jesus show was created. And it has been a really interesting experience in so many ways. I was one of those people that I used to have issues with Jesus, because I frankly thought it was not fair that he was supposed to come back and take over and everything would change. And I didn't want that. I wanted to be able to live my life my way without him getting in the way. And so he and I have had lots of little chats, you know. And he made a point of apologizing to me about the things that I had been taught about him. Because he wanted me to know that he didn't want to come back. He didn't want to take over my life. He didn't want to do the things that the religions were teaching me. That he was really wanting to just be a friend, you know, to be someone that I could talk to and depend on and know that he was on my side. And so over the course of a few years, my relationship with him changed. And since then, he and I, we've become great friends. And I do talk to him. And he is there for me. And it is absolutely wonderful. So when DC was suggesting the Morning with Jesus show, it actually helped develop my relationship with Jesus to an even greater extent than it had ever been. Actually, my relationship with lots of divine beings became stronger as a result of accepting this opportunity that DC offered. So sometimes when you accept something, even if you're not really sure about it, it can have an amazing impact on your life. And I think that we are just seconds away from this computer finally bringing me to the page that I need to bring to so that I can open the line for DC Love and you guys can hear her magic. All right. Let's see if it'll do it. It's always funny to me. If I get on the computer like an hour ahead of time, everything works. It works perfectly. And, you know, in 30 seconds, I'm where I need to be. If I wait till the last minute thinking, okay, everything's going to work. It's going to work perfectly. I'm going to be right where I need to be. It inevitably does something other than what I expected it to do. And here is the magical DC Live. Okay, DC, I'm clicking on you.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This has been a crazy little morning here. I have little Jackson, and he wanted to take a picture for the show. So we went outside, and he carried his little school bus, and I took a picture, and the message for today is hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much, because Morning with Jesus is, you know, we're live, and you can call in for the messages that you need to hear. It's so easy. It's just so easy. And as I was waiting for you to connect, I had Jim Carrey's higher self here, so there's a lot of crazy energy with us this morning, Barbara.
Yes, there is.
So I'm just trying to, you know, stay grounded here. And a little bit about me is I started my journey in a crazy way. As you're figuring out, if you haven't already, I resonate really well with crazy. I had sugar cookies flying off my kitchen countertop. My cell phone began to text me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side. And then I felt like something was sitting on me, and it was actually spirit trying to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen. I didn't listen to all those little nudges. So I guess, you know, the divine had to call in the big guns. And, you know, all of this helped me to, you know, to be put on this path where I am today. And it is one of the most amazing paths. I am so blessed to be here. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister. What happened? Morning with Jesus is starting. Morning with Jesus, say yay! Okay, say hi, Auntie Barbara. Okay. We're live, Jackson. Okay? He's saying, what happened? What happened? What happened? Well, as you can see, Barbara, there's a lot of craziness going on. And I just want to say that, you know, all of this stuff that I've been through, it was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever, and I wouldn't change a thing. And the reason I'm here is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so it is a little crazy. I do have a little prayer that I was guided to read. I found this little prayer this morning. And it's entitled, Trust Your Intuition, with Archangel Haniel. And it was written by Courtney Long. Archangel Haniel, Angel of Intuition and Divine Feminine Power, thank you for being with me now. I call upon your grace, your passion, and love. Thank you for helping me open my intuition and access the wisdom of my heart and soul. I have a decision to make. Okay, so as you're hearing this, guys, if you have a decision to make presently, right now, take a moment and connect with Archangel Haniel and talk about the situation, maybe about the choices that you may have that you see in front of you. Archangel Haniel, please help me clearly hear, understand, and honor my intuitive guidance. Which choice is for the highest good? What is my soul guiding me to do? Which choices bring me the most joy? Thank you for helping me have the courage and the confidence to make this powerful decision and take action. As I trust my intuition, I step into the flow of love and grace. I affirm and declare that everything that unfolds in my life is perfect and surrounded with love and grace. I am safe and loved. Thank you, Archangel Haniel, for helping me to relax and to receive all the love, joy, abundance, opportunities, and goodness the universe has in store for me. I trust that all is well. I open my heart to magic and miracles. Thank you, and so it is. And I thought that was a really beautiful little prayer, Barbara, to start off the day with.
Yes.
So with that being said, I do have a little message from Jesus. Good morning, beloveds. Today I invite each of you to live a conscious life, one of awareness, living a life of choice and becoming aware of all the decisions that you make. In doing so, you let go of worries of the past and worries of the future. As well, you are able to find joy and fulfillment in the now. You need not struggle with each day, beloveds. You need only to become fully present in each moment. Each of you are very special to me. I want you to live each day of your life. I'm going to repeat that. I want you to live each day of your life, not just exist. And I'm talking about having a life that you want, not one that you have to settle for. You must realize that you are worthy of such a life. So why not live a life of greatness? You are so important to me and to the world. Beloved, you are here, and I am here to connect and help you to connect with your inner guidance. You simply need to remember who you are, and then remember that you are deserving of the life that you've envisioned. I am here to empower you to create the life of your dreams. Connect with your true essence and focus on what you believe about yourself. I want for you what you want for you, beloveds, nothing more, nothing less. Maintain a positive mindset and become more enlightened and conscious of your true potential and conscious, of all, that is there for you and be able to grow and expand. This is what evolution is all about. You are here to make a difference in this world, and I will help you to find the meaning that you are struggling to see and to see beyond it and help to give you the courage to make the changes that are needed, no matter how difficult they may seem. You see, each circumstance you face is a gift, and in each experience lies a hidden treasure. I've given you the tools to create the life that you've dreamed of. So today, consciously choose to make a life rather than continuing to exist. Use your special tools, your gifts, your talents to live the fulfillment of your God-given dreams. Beloveds, I love you. Jesus. Okay, let's see here. Okay, it's a little crazy. I did have more messages, Barbara, but I don't know where they went. I think Sherry's higher self is playing with my computer, and I'm hearing all righty then. So I don't know what he's trying to do, but this is not funny. He's come in and he's connected with us before. And I just don't know, you know, like, what is going on here? My goodness. Goodness. Okay, so I'm asking his higher self to behave a little bit here, because we do have a job to do. It can be fun, but we still have a job to do. And he's saying he's got the power. So I don't know what he's going to do with that power, but he better behave. Oh, goodness. Okay, so I guess, like I said, I had a couple more messages. I actually really did, but I am so, let's see. Yeah, I don't know what happened. He got into my computer, I think, and he sort of was playing with everything. Everything was set up for me to just, you know, get the messages in. Ooh, and let's see. And he's playing games with me. But I did have a nice little message. I was just, you know, I wanted to bring forward, and I don't know what he did to me here. My goodness. Okay. All I see is Joan Rivers and Robin Williams in the background. I'm hearing, hello, Barbara, hello, sweet cheeks. I think we're just going to go with the messages that were already there. I think it's a little too early for what they have in store.
Okay. All right, let's see what Jesus wants to give to me right now. See if I get him or somebody else. Here we go. My beloved, we want you to relax. We want you to relax and enjoy your life. And we know that sometimes things are happening and you're getting a little frustrated because it's not really what you expected. You expect everything to go smoothly and evenly and to happen exactly the way you have imagined it will happen. But that's not really the way life works. Because it's all about you learning so much more about who you are and about possibilities and opportunities. And in order for that to happen, you have to be willing to see more than you expect. And that is why sometimes, even though you have the absolute best intentions in what you are intending to create in your life, what you are actually creating seems to be quite different from that. And it's to get you out of the mindset that you have been in so that you can expand who you are, what you experience, how you handle things, what you let go of, what you decide is important. Everything in your life has a purpose. And that includes the things that really don't make any sense to you. They still have a purpose. And as long as you are looking at things to see what they are teaching you, then you are taking advantage of the opportunities that are being presented to you in every single moment. This means that when something happens, there's absolutely no need for you to get frustrated. Instead, just ask yourself, what am I being shown? What in this for me? And allow yourself to see more of what's actually taking place than what your brain has gotten into the pattern of believing is important for you to see. Because there is so much more to life, and there is so much more to you. And this is your growth, your evolution. Allow it to take place. Embrace the unembraceable. And let yourself see what is there for you to see. Because there is always, always an opportunity, a lesson in every situation. Always. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful.
So I guess we are going to see what the lessons are in everything that is going on today, because it has been interesting so far.
It has, my goodness. It has been a little bit crazy. And as you were reading the message, I was hearing boom, 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 and I turned around, and Jackson is wearing his light-up sneakers, so he wanted to see them light up. So it is crazy. Gosh.
Yes.
A crazy morning.
All right, so we will now go to our wonderful callers who have been patiently waiting. All right, our first caller is from area code 951. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Nathaniel.
Hello, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. It's still pretty early back here in California, but I'm up and at it.
Yes, it is early then. So what can we do for you today?
Oh, I wanted to see if I could get a message from the angels.
Okay, well, let's see what they're going to say to you.
Good morning, it's always good to connect with you.
Thank you.
I'm getting thank you, hon. I'm getting the angels are with you, and they're ready to assist you. Okay, sit for a second.
Ready.
They're ready to assist you, and I'm getting something new is coming your way, something positive. Okay, I don't know. Can you feel the angels? They're near you, Nathaniel?
You know, I can. Yes, I really can.
Okay, are you following your heart, Nathaniel?
Following my work?
Because they're saying follow your heart, you know? So I hope you're, you know, like you're listening to the guidance that you're receiving.
Uh-huh.
Are you able to like get any messages? Because if you're not, all you have to do is ask for a little bit more clarity, and the angels are, you know, they're more than happy, Nathaniel, to help in any way they can. They're saying, you know, that you're sort of like thinking about something, you're wondering about, like making a decision, okay? And, you know, the message, you know, was like about choices and everything earlier. So if you have like different choices of things maybe that you're interested in, feel them in your stomach area. Feel them in your gut. That's where your intuition is, okay? If something is good, it'll feel nice in your stomach, but if it's not, you might get like little, like, sort of like little, I'm like, you get like almost like little pings in there where it's like it's uncomfortable. And that's just saying, yeah, you know, yes and no, Nathaniel. This is good, maybe this is not so good, okay? I'm also getting, you know what I'm getting? Oh, my goodness. Ginger is showing me you have an abundance block. Why are you blocking abundance from coming to you, hon? You're so deserving.
I don't know. Maybe it's outside, you know, influences, or, you know, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, you've got to stay a little bit more positive. That's number one. You've got to visualize what you are wanting. See it as if it's already here, because this is going to help you to manifest more quickly. Okay, and
okay.
The angels are saying they're with you too to help you feel like a little bit more empowered, Okay?
Yeah.
And really to have compassion for yourself that you have for others. And I'm getting, Nathaniel, like the word no is not in your vocabulary, and you sort of have got to be able to say the word no as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
I'm sort of seeing, like, this is a time where you sort of have to, almost like, it's like, you know, you planted these seeds and they're coming up and, you know, they're growing and everything is, like, sort of, like, coming alive. And you're in the process of, like, regenerating all that beautiful energy that you have within, okay? So make sure that you're taking care of yourself, okay? And I'm also saying, hon, not only do you not, you know, say no, you're afraid to speak your truth. And,
yeah,
you know, you should not be, you should be able to.
Is it just with my brother and his wife, or because like he's just really made me nervous lately? Because he's asked me or told me that he wants me to move, and I don't have anywhere to go. I talked to this lady at church that I sit with on Sundays, and I let her know, but I was just working a homeless fair where they feed the homeless last night, so that I. Have other things, but my brother's wife will be back Monday, so I don't know if they want me to be out there, and I'm not sure if it's supposed to happen until like fall or winter that I'm really supposed to move. So
I'm still during all this, you've got to see yourself through the eyes of the divine. You've got to see, the worth that you have, Nathaniel, okay? And I'm getting there were so many things throughout your entire life that really affected your self-worth, okay? You internalize a lot, and I'm getting that was, like, one of the things you did as a child, and you sort of, like, carried it into your adulthood, okay?
Yeah.
And that affects all of your relationships. At times it makes us feel unworthy of love. It does affect our self-esteem. And when all this is going on, it's really hard to find joy and to be at peace in our lives and to really love yourself and know that you are worthy of love. You are worthy of respect, okay? So what I want to do is I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of a healing, and we're going to get you back on track. How does that sound?
Great. Thanks, DC.
Oh, you're so welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Nathaniel, we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I have worth.
Dear innate, I have worth.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to put myself first.
Dear innate, it's safe for me to put myself first.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I am creating a life that I love.
Dear innate, I create a life that I love.
Dear innate, I am a powerful, wealthy man.
Dear innate, I am a powerful, wealthy man.
Dear innate, I accept the truth of who I am.
Dear innate, I accept the truth of who I am.
Dear innate, no one has authority over me.
Dear innate, no one has authority over me.
Dear innate, I allow my life to work for my highest good.
Dear innate, I allow my life to work for my highest good.
Dear innate, I live from my heart.
Dear innate, I live from my heart.
Here in 8, I love and accept myself.
Here in 8, I love and accept myself.
Here in 8, I embrace change.
Year and eight, I embrace change.
Year and eight, I look forward to my evolution.
What was that last one? Relationships?
Oh, year and eight, I look forward to my evolution.
Oh, year and eight, I look forward to my evolution.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. All right. Angels are working with you, so notice what changes, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Good day.
You too. Bye-bye, sweetie.
God bless, hon.
All right. We are moving to our next caller, which is Alina.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I was doing, like, really good and positive, and then I kind of got in a tailspin, and now I'm just kind of, I don't know, feel like I'm digging myself out again. So maybe rather than asking a bunch of questions, maybe just ask for whatever comes in. And hi, Jackson.
Oh, goodness. Don't say that too loud. He's finally
quiet and settled, yeah.
He's watching TV now for a second. Oh, goodness, that's all I need. Yeah, it's been a crazy morning, my goodness.
Mm.
You know what? Ginger's just saying, Helena, all is well, trust your intuition. Okay? She wants you to trust your intuition. She knows that, you know, like, you had been dealing with a lot of stuff, but, you know, this is all going to work out for you. Just, you've got to relax a little bit. Okay? Expect good stuff to come your way. My goodness. And she's just showing me that, you know, there's a lot of beautiful healing energy around you, hon. And you know, all that you've been, you know, going through, so... He's saying you're ready for, you know, like the next part of your journey to begin. Okay? And she wants you just to, you know, connect with all that energy that is, in fact, around you, Helena. Okay? She does, you know. And she's just, you know, she's, what are you showing me, Ginger? He's saying you have the ability to have the life of your dreams. Okay? To stay positive, you've got to stay positive. You've got to give yourself a little bit more self-love. She's saying, you know, like, at times you get so confused, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of doubt, there's hopelessness, weakness. She's saying, and you forget how much you really can achieve. She's saying, you know, like, girlfriend, why are you underestimating yourself? When you're powerful, you're beautiful, you're unique, you're smart. And she's saying anything that you, you know, really put your mind to, you can achieve. But she's saying, you know what, you have ego is stepping in and really interfering with your happiness and your inner peace. Okay? So you've got to release, you know, all of that crap, she's saying. Release the worry and trust that, you know, all will be resolved. And she's saying, why do you have to overthink things? She's saying, then you start stressing and then you can't relax. She's saying, Helena, from where I sit, all is well. Let it go and, you know, let the divine come in and help you to have the solutions, you know, that you're wanting. You deserve to have that inner peace. Does that make sense to you, hon?
It does. I mean, but I spent a lot of time praying and asking for all that to come in. And still... I'm just out in left field all too often. And, hopelessness is a really miserable thing, and it comes in pretty often.
Well, just keep your angels are with you. You have divine guidance with you continually. You know, remember that and keep asking, you know, for the help And, you know, you'll get the guidance that you're needing. And if you're not hearing it, not understanding it, the angels will clarify it so you will hear it, you know, a little bit more clear and without the trouble and confusion and everything. But you've got to know that, Helena, you are worthy of all this help that's there for you, all this divine help. You are worthy of it. It's yours. All you have to do is ask. And she's saying, Ginger's saying, you know what, like, why, you know, like, why do you resonate so much with struggle when all the angels are here and they can help you so much more easily, you know, than you know, allow yourself to go through all this struggle?
Yeah, I've been living in a struggle, and you see, I do ask. Even now, it's so weird. I thought I finally got hold of this situation to go to Florida for a funeral or not, and yet part of me is still saying go, and there's one part of me that doesn't want to get up and go and go through the whole bit, because I have a few things here planned. Nothing that can't be rescheduled, but some things that would be a little bit of a hassle because I've got to get a show out by Monday morning. And I guess I'm going to ask you an intuitive question, what you get on that. That's not the only thing that's running me, though. The whole thing with struggle is just such a drag.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can, you know, do things and get everything, you know, like in proper order. And Ginger's like a thumbs up. All is well. Okay? So she's saying, you know, you're going to be able to do whatever it is. So all of this fading away, all this thing, you know, one of the big things that she's right now is that you're not grounded, you're out of balance, and that happens, you don't have the ability to make decisions, okay?
Right. I'm sitting on a rock, grounded.
That's good. That's a start. That's a good start. No?
Yeah.
So as you're sitting on that beautiful rock, visualize yourself doing whatever needs to be done. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Ginger's even saying, you know, something may come up, like, expect to bring in more money as well. But she's saying, girlfriend, I'm just going to let you know, you're going to have the financial stability you're looking for. Okay? And you deserve it. And you deserve a little time to just, you know, be you. You deserve not to worry so much. You deserve more freedom, okay? And she's just saying, you know, you have such a strong connection with spirit, Helena. I mean, an unbelievable, unbelievable connection with spirit, okay? And I'm getting a woman coming in from the other side. She has lighter hair, possibly like blonde hair, maybe gray. Who's with you right now, okay, this woman?
Could that be my aunt that just passed?
Okay, because I was hearing
gray.
Aunt.
Okay.
Yeah, I was aunt.
Yeah, it's her funeral.
Okay, well, she's just, you know, she doesn't want you to stress, honey. Okay?
Okay.
This isn't the time to, you know, be at battle with yourself. And she's saying, you know, it's sort of like you're in survival mode, hon, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and you know, you don't have to be in that, like, frame of mind, Helena. And she's just saying, you know, you're just, it's like she's just going to show me all this chaos. Oh, and I just wanted to let you know I'm okay. I'm here, and oh, I'm here to help you. And she's, your heart is all this carrying, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But she's saying, just to let you know, I'm okay. Ginger brought me in and I'm fine. You know? But she's saying, you better, you know, you better connect with that barber. She's great. Let's get rid of this already. You don't need all this crap, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to turn you over, I guess. I'm going to turn over to Barbara to get rid of all this crap, basically, okay?
All righty. Thank you, GC.
Okay, Alina.
Okay, Barbara.
I'm getting one phrase that we are going to say several times, so just repeat after me. Dear Nate, I release the need to fight.
Dear Nate, I release the need to fight. Shall
Dear
I repeat
Nate,
it?
I release the need to fight.
Dear innate, 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 I release the need to fight on every level of my existence.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight on every level of my existence.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight life.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight life.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight love.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight love.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight money.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight money.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight acceptance.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight acceptance.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Not sure. A lot of stuff is like churning, you know.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, stirring up.
Well, let it go. Don't think about it. Don't fight
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it go. And when I ask the question about whether or not you're supposed to go to this funeral,
mm-hmm.
the answer I get is that it's up to you. That if
yeah,
it's something
no, I...
you feel that you really need to do, then do it. If you feel that you don't need to be there, then don't be there. It doesn't matter to your aunt one way or the other, you know.
Yeah, no, and that's where I am. I'm kind of getting it's really up to me, and, you know, the world's not going to end if I'm not there. And it's really strange. It's weird, Barbara. I scheduled this one interview in a park where I grew up. That was probably one of my favorite places where I grew up, to talk about the people, the original people that live there, the Lenape. And that's not, it's just weird. And okay, do I postpone that? Do I do it by phone and give up that experience? And yet I'm really feeling a pull to go the other place. So it's, and I'm, you know, I'm just trying to be sincere, not have any kind of motives for anything. And it's just strange. And it's just everything. But, you know, everything being, not just this, but everything being such struggle. And feeling like such a failure because nothing's moving forward.
Okay,
and
so what they're saying.
Financials, yeah.
What they're saying is that there is a part of you that still refuses to give up that whole idea that you need to meet other people's expectations. You need to let that go. Really,
Barbara, I swear, it's not about other people. It's me. I want to thrive.
No, it's also
not.
Tied in with other people. There's still some other people stuff in there. Like that interview that you set up in this wonderful place, and you feel that this is something that you need to do for you. And it does
yeah.
feel so right for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet
yeah.
you're questioning it. You
no,
know it's right for you. You're questioning whether you should do something different than what feels right for you.
Well,
what else would
I,
be more important?
It's going to somebody's funeral, but no, but it, I'm not.
That's not important.
That. No. But hang on. It's the but intuitively, internally, I'm getting to kind of go to the funeral.
too. And yeah, this interview feels absolutely right. But as far as other people, I guess that's down there. But even with wanting to drop weight, it's not for any guy or anything, and it's not even outward. It's how I feel about me personally and what makes me feel really good and happy. And I've let myself down.
And there you go, judging yourself again. Stop that. That's no good. Stop it.
All right.
And that is tied into beliefs that you've gotten about other people and the way other people see you. It is still tied in with other people. You've got to get that other people crap out of you.
All right. I mean, that's part of it, but I swear to you, and I know this for sure, plenty of it is for me and the way I feel about things and how I want to look, how I want to feel, how I want to succeed and live. For me, because if I wanted to make other people happy, I would have been locked up in an office working a 9-to-5 job and being miserable but have security. And I couldn't do that. The realization came late and unfortunately didn't start early enough, but I can't do that.
And there you go, judging yourself even while you're telling me this. So stop it. Dear innate, I release all attachments to other people.
Dear innate, I release all attachments to other people.
Dear innate, I release the need to be wrong.
Dear innate, I release the need to be wrong.
Dear innate, I release the need to judge myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to judge myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to beat myself up.
Dear innate, I release the need to beat myself up.
Dear innate, I release the need to justify my life.
Dear innate, I release the need to justify my life.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight against myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to fight against myself.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to accepting myself.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to accepting myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to me.
Dear innate, I open my heart to me.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be the best I can be.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be the best I can be.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for failing.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for failing.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for everything I hold against me.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for everything I hold against me.
Dear innate, I now choose to put myself first.
Dear innate, I now choose to put myself first.
Take a nice deep breath. All right, how does that feel?
Eye-opening.
That's good.
Yeah. It is. Thank you.
Melina?
Yeah.
Ginger's saying she wants you to get an essential oil. It's an uplifting blend. It's going to help you to have a little bit more. She's saying Helena has trouble having fun. She needs to celebrate more. So you can look and, you know, see, like, what uplifting brands, like, whatever kind of oil that you use, whatever company. But this one would have, like, orange, and it would have vanilla and ginger and clove. And it would help you to just feel like, you know, like you're ready to party, Helena.
Okay.
Jackson's
okay.
Giving you a high five. Okay, tell Helena. High five, Helena.
High five, Helena.
High five, Jackson.
He wants you to, you know what he says? He wants you to do what he does. He wants you to party like a rock star.
Oh, way cool. Oh, wow. That was orange, vanilla, clove. Because I have a lot of oil foam, but I don't have some of these. Vanilla, clove.
Like orange, clove, and there's like vanilla, ginger. I think there's a little bit of nutmeg in there. But different companies do have like a different blend of them, but just like an uplifting blend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to help you to just really like feel good and be able to connect and have a little bit more fun. Okay?
Okay. Okay, good.
And Jackson is saying, and it's time to celebrate, Helena. Celebrate the person that you are. He wants you to celebrate just being you.
Cool.
Celebrate.
Oh, so sweet.
Hi, Helena.
Hey, Jackson.
He celebrates every day. You've got to celebrate.
Cool.
You've got to celebrate. And... oh, you got some mermaid energy going on right now, and I don't know why.
Oh, is that the mermaid parade on Saturday?
Okay. That would do it.
Yeah, there were a lot of mermaids there.
You know what? Always be yourself, unless you can be a mermaid, you know, then always be a mermaid.
There you go. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, you're welcome. It's wonderful hearing your beautiful voice.
Okay. Well, dedicate yourself to having an amazing, wonderful day.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. And don't fight.
I won't. Thank you.
Beautiful.
All right. Thanks for calling, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, our next caller is area code 510. Hi, who's this?
Leanne, good morning, ladies. Hi, Jackson.
That was put a hole in the wall. My goodness. Hello, how are you? Oh, my goodness.
I'm good. Oh, good.
What a day. That's what I said. I was just for this morning, and Jim Carrey came in, and he took them. You know, his higher self, of course. I don't know where they went. This is like just like the most bizarre day. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad I'm in California still, so, you know, I have a little time to catch up with that part.
Yeah.
I don't know yet, but it said it's time, call. So, checking in. And
Beautiful. That's awesome. Okay, what am I seeing? Well, I'm getting the words new beginnings around you. Are you ready for all those new beginnings?
Yeah, it's I stayed quiet. You saw that because movement's happening on the old, you know, like completions. They're getting closer and closer so that I can, you know, this move is real. It's very real. I mean, everything's
real. But there's a
real,
lot happening on the inside.
The house. Oh, huge. Yeah, tell me.
The inside
yeah.
has just
yeah.
opened as the outside. Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's all still happening, too. It's not like it's done. It's in process. I could feel myself, like, I feel like I'm it's kind of like a chemistry experiment, but it's exciting. Like, I know that it's, like, just let it happen and just pay attention.
Yeah.
And like you tell me, watch the signs. And the signs are everywhere, so it's just kind of neat.
Oh, they are. They are everywhere. And you're doing a great job. You're doing an amazing job. You're watched over by so many angels. And Ginger is saying, you know what, you need to be able to focus a little bit more. And you've got to get ready for whatever needs your attention at that moment.
More?
Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's
what
one
happened?
Thing I've been avoiding.
She's okay. We're
going to
get her back. She's okay. He wanted to know what happened to you.
I'm gonna tell him I'm okay. Tell him, yeah. Oh, goodness gracious.
He's calling you a monkey.
Oh,
he's a monkey.
I am a monkey in Chinese astrology. I'm a monkey, so he's right, actually. That's funny. Wow,
that
my
works.
Birth, you know, my birth thing.
Oh, gosh, that's so funny.
My goodness. He's
oh,
a season
my.
Two, and it's a trip.
He really is. And
oh,
what
tell
I'm
him,
getting
I,
that,
okay, tell him what happened.
Got into him, though. You know what? She's looking at you, hon, and she's saying she's got to check her systems. And I'm not talking about your car.
Yeah.
You need maintenance. You know,
mm-hmm,
you've got
mm-hmm.
to bring yourself maintenance. And, you know, we're going to bring it. We're going to do it right here. It's not like you have to go anywhere. But it's sort of have lost sight of things a little bit. Your intuition's not right on like it usually is. There may be a little of procrastination going on. Okay.
There is. There's a room of paperwork that I'm just avoiding because of everything else moving. So it's like, I know today I said, now you're going to go in there and wrap that up because you can. And that was kind of how I woke up this morning and last night when I saw it, like, no more, you know, staying away from this one section. I'd been so steeped in it that I did walk away from it. So, but there's been plenty of other things too. But at the same time, yeah, there's no reason to keep waiting. Just get it done and then it'll be another purging of stuff out of the way and complete it.
Okay. So, Leanne, are you drinking enough water, getting some sun?
I've been doing my walks again in the morning consistent, so I think that's true. The water I started to increase because I felt like I wasn't doing what I was doing a lot more, and so I think I still could increase. In fact, I know I could still increase that because it makes a difference.
Okay, because she's saying, Leanne, don't forget to drink water and get some, because she's saying, girlfriend, you're basically a houseplant with complicated emotions, you know?
Thank you. It's true. I'm learning it even more about myself these days. Yes, it is true.
My gosh. And
okay.
You know, you've got to be able to go forward. And, you know, like, there's a little hesitation there. You know, so what I want to do is we're going to bring in for, like, you know, a maintenance checkup. And we're going to connect with Barb. And she's going to run her test there to see what's going on, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
I can't hesitate too much. I mean, I bought the house. I did. I bought the car. I did all the things. And the days are coming. So
oh my goodness.
I can hesitate only so much.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we're just going to put you on the lift there. We're going to check you out there. Okay.
Yes, please. Thank you. I did wake up with a cold sore, and I don't get them. So other than, like, it's like a dad energy from, you know, I get them maybe, you know, I've had them 3 times in my whole life, so I'm like, oh, okay, what's this erupting to say bye?
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Okay. Okay, Barbara?
Okay. Let's see what I'm getting. All right, so repeat after me. Dear Innate, I release the fear of moving forward.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of moving forward.
Dear Innate, I release the uncertainty of moving forward.
Dear Innate, I release the uncertainty of moving forward.
Okay. Checking in with your cold sore to see what it's telling you. I wanted to just release it first. Okay, dear Anita, release this cold sore.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, dear Anita, release this cold sore. Exactly. I'm like, what the hell?
Dear Anita, release everything that is erupting in my life.
There we go. Dear Anita, I release everything that is erupting in my life. Whew.
Some energy there. Take another nice deep breath. Nate, I give myself permission to breathe.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to breathe.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to do the things I decide to do.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to do the things I decide to do.
Dear Nate, I release all struggle.
Dear Nate, I release all struggle.
Dear Nate, I release all sacrifice.
Dear Nate, I release all sacrifice.
Dear Nate, I release the old patterns.
Dear Nate, I release old patterns.
Dear Nate, I have the freedom to be.
Dear Nate, I have the freedom to be.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear Nate, I release all the turmoil in my mind.
Dear Nate, I release all the turmoil in my mind.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear Nate, I have clarity about my life.
Dear Nate, I have clarity about my life.
And have a nice deep breath. Dear Nate, it is safe for me to be me.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to be me.
And one more deep breath. How does it feel?
Better. Like, more clear and just, like, open.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Wonderful.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Much better. Thank you.
All right. Then you're ready. Mm-hmm. Take care of your paperwork or whatever you need, whatever feels right.
Yeah, exactly. Just get it done. Exactly. Just, I know what to do. It's all there. So just, and I know I'm guided. So whatever I don't need to do, just, I don't do. So I need to just tap in and get it out of the way and feel good that it's done.
Yeah.
And actually not even think about it. Once it's done, it's gone.
That's right. Well, great. Sounds like you're ready.
And I'm at the tail end of all of it. Yeah, I am. Sunshine first. I'm going to go for my walk with my puppy. With Sparkle.
Oh.
Hey, so who's the butterfly? Is the butterfly my Uncle Joe, the yellow and black butterfly that comes all the time, wherever I'm at?
Is it a really big butterfly?
Yeah, it's a pretty big one, and it's a black
spotted and yellow. It seems like it's bigger
yellow.
Than the... Flies.
No, it
and
shows up out of
it. I could see it as you're describing it, but it's not like really there's littler ones. This one's bigger.
No, it's big.
And,
it lets me know, and I feel
yeah,
it.
It's
around,
big.
And there it is.
Yeah. Well, it's just the butterfly
like
is, you know, it's a messenger from heaven, yeah, but this butterfly is coming in with a specific message that, you know, like this is your time, and... You sort of got to, you know, you've got to get with the program is what I'm getting and move through, like, all of the stuff that you're going through now and, you know, like, really connect with spirit.
I am. Yes, yes.
Yeah, but, I
so
mean,
that's
it's a
my
big
messenger
butterfly.
To just keep me on intact. It is, yeah, it is. And it's,
yeah,
like, he's
yeah.
Like that Uncle Joe's brings it or something around him because he was real connected.
And
he was called Butterfly Boy.
Just, yeah, he's saying she needs something bigger because, you know, like, you don't notice. So he sends bigger ones. Like, but it's big. It's, oh, my gosh, it's like a bigger butterfly. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a trip. I was like, okay, I got to just tell you that this is happening. Okay.
But that's
no,
awesome.
I can hear him saying that.
But he
okay.
said it so that you have hope, you know, and you know, there's
yeah.
a lot of good coming
okay.
your way. There's a lot of good, so just, you know, know that, you know, because when you see a yellow butterfly, you know, it is, you know, for hope. It's for happiness. It brings positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you to, you know, make sure you're having fun, okay?
Oh, okay.
And, you know, like try to be a little bit more social.
Okay.
And different things like that, you know. So it gives, like, a lot of messages. There's a lot of significance with that beautiful,
okay.
you know, yellow and black butterfly. It's beautiful.
Okay. It really is beautiful.
So make sure you pay attention. Because I don't know
okay.
what he's going to send next.
I know. Huh?
That'd be
oh,
some
God.
Bigger.
Okay, yeah.
Bigger that the butterfly
okay.
is good. Stick
I got
with
it.
The butterfly.
The butterfly I can handle.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll stick with the butterfly. Okay,
yeah.
thank you.
Awesome.
All right, thank you, guys.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You're welcome. All righty. We will move to our next caller, which is area code 805. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, DC and Barbara. This is Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
Hello. I've been seeing big yellow and black butterflies as well.
Awesome. Well, the same message, yeah, applies. Just start paying
yeah.
attention, my goodness. I mean, they are magnificent. And, you know, you're ready to go forward as well on that beautiful journey.
I mean, yes, I have been. I've been out in my backyard. I'm going through boxes and getting rid of, well, I've run into, what, things from my mom, my sisters-in-law, my former husband, all receipts of places we went, letters, pictures. It's just everything. I'm just coming, you know, feeling it and just letting it go, all of this stuff. And another thing, too, it's the money thing, and I'm trying so hard to have a good attitude with that, but things are coming up now for me to have to deal with, and there's a little bit of fear around it. So.
Okay. Well, we don't want to get in a place of fear. You want to, you know, you want to let go of that.
Well, I need some help on that one.
Yeah, and just, you know, call upon the angels, and I'm getting the first like message is that you're out of balance a little bit, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
you know, we've got to remember to maintain an attitude of gratitude and visualize, you know, whatever you're needing, you know, coming to you really, really fast. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm just getting like Ginger, show me you're walking, and you're really not grounded enough. You've got to be a little bit more grounded,
okay? Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, like, she's even agreeing, like, you know, more positive thoughts. You need to think positively and know that you're always going to be provided for,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Okay, okay.
And there's, like, money
I've
around
been
you. And there's all around you. I'm getting
mm-hmm.
that you're going to have what you need, but you've got to believe it before it comes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, you know, it's easy, she's saying, to believe, like, you know, when everything's going our way, but you've got to really have faith and know that you've always been taken care of and you always will. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, what is she
saying? I acknowledge
say?
That. I do. I had a really, really good day yesterday, but then I just got some information yesterday, and it kind of knocked me off my feet, and I thought, okay, and it just made me not feel so good, and so I took my put my Progestins on last night and my Cedarwood, and oh my gosh, I slept deeply, and today I'm just feeling like not groggy, but just very, very relaxed. I'm in a very relaxed
okay, well that,
state.
That's good to be in a relaxed state. I mean, that really does help, you
mm-hmm.
know, and just, you know, make sure you allow like everything to come your way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going forward on your path, like with your oils and things? Because I'm just seeing, Ginger is showing me something positive is coming, and I know like oils are your thing. You love to, you know, to
they
help others.
They are my thing. Allow me to be honest with you. They are the Lord put them, I believe, the Lord of the universe put them in our path because we were coming to that point, you know, eating better, being healthy, mentally, physically, all these things. And these were put in our paths, and since they came into our lives have exploded in a way that we never imagined. And so I owe all of my wonder and all the possibilities to these oils, and I thank the universe every day. The one who is absolutely excellent with the business is my daughter, Abigail, as you know. And I've said, Abby, I had the money at the time, we were blessed, to buy us into it. And I said, now, girl, you are the business end, do it. And I said, I have this thing in me that is very spiritually driven. And I mean, I just feel it, and I just profess it every single day. I'm so happy with that.
Right.
So the oils,
You've got to focus on the business, too. Like, you really have to, because I'm getting, this is going to bring a lot of good your way. It's going to, you know, it's going to help you to have that abundance. To really bring joy back in and things like that.
Be that strong, powerful woman that I know that I can be. And that will give me the ability to do it because this is a beautiful thing. It's an incredible vehicle for everybody. Not just me and my family, but everybody we come into contact with, every single body I know, everybody, it can help. You know,
well, I'm getting, do you have clear quartz? You can meditate like with a piece of clear quartz as well.
Okay.
Teresa, that'll help. And all the knowledge that you need is within you, as you know. And all you have to do is be still and just go within and breathe and just, you know, hold your situation in the gut area, your stomach, and see how, you know, you're feeling about this, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting, you know, like, to rush into making decisions, but it is time to move forward a little bit. And the angels, mom, you know, your guides, they're all around you. They're saying, Teresa, we're here as well. You can call upon us. We're going to help you to achieve those dreams, to heal everything in your life that needs healing, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
So every aspect of your life, whatever it is, they're ready to be there, help you to have that magic brought back into your life, you know, and to go forward. And okay.
Yeah.
So
well, you know, we went through a lot when I got divorced. I mean, everything piled up, and I was kind of, you know, now I'm having to dig my way out, and this is a money thing, and it's scary because. As I stand right now, I've got the power, but the monetary part has not come in. And I know saying that just keeps it holding.
Yeah, you've
got to
watch on any kind of negative thoughts or talk. And, you know, you've been a little bit hard on Teresa lately. I don't know if you've realized that, but you've been hard on you.
I have to forgive myself for that, for what my decisions I made, lack of, or whatever. I did the best I could at the time, and that's where I'm coming from. And now I'm having guilt.
Teresa, I'm smelling like magnificent roses, and you could use rose essential oil. But Mother Mary is with you too at the time to help, you know, help just to love yourself more, and you know, forgive yourself. And just see like everything right that you've always been doing. Okay.
Yeah.
You've got to let go, of what you think, you know, is, you know, a wrongdoing or whatever, because you did a great job and you're still doing a great job, okay?
I feel like that too.
I'm getting there's a lot
like
of cords. You're connected with a lot of cords, you know, energy.
Cords.
Like you're sort of like all these, like Archangel Michael, we're going to have Archangel Michael come in and work on you because you're filled with different things and some of it's not yours. It may be from people you've been connecting with, okay?
Yeah.
Sort of stopping the flow of that beautiful energy.
Yes.
Okay? So be mindful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being outside in nature is always a plus. That always helps you to feel better at yourself. Okay?
Yes, and I think outside
in the... You've
got to
open up all the love that's around you because all you're doing is thinking about this. There's a lot of negativity. You're analyzing, and then you're analyzing a little bit more. You're overanalyzing. Okay? And there's fear in there, too. You've got to get rid of the fear. Okay, and there's a little bit of hurt there, like mixed up with the fear. And it's
sort of
like you've got your defenses up. Like you're just, you know, like it's almost like you're getting in that like fight or flight mode and things too. So Archangel Michael is standing by. You know, he's going to come in and help as well. Okay, and just kind to yourself. You know, the kindness that you extend to others, you've got to extend it to yourself as well.
Myself, sure.
Okay, you're judging yourself, and you shouldn't be judging, you know, Teresa. Okay?
So do you feel...
And just,
you
know that you love oils. That's like a biggie. You already know where your interest is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
It's huge.
Angels to help you to really, you know, connect those dreams, you know, with all that you're wanting and help you to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
And to really be enthusiastic about all of this, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and just, you know, it's like you have the weight of the world. You're holding the weight of the world on your shoulders. You've got to let it go, surrender it all.
It feels like that because I am in a place of no control.
Yeah.
You know what? I am just kind of right here. And
you know
I'm
what?
So
you're,
beyond
you're saying, Teresa, because you're trying to do this all on your own. You've
got
to realize that divine is with you. And you know what? You're never doing anything by yourself if you don't want to. You always have help. Okay?
Yeah.
Allow the divine to come in and really help you to, you know, to like, you know, get a plan together, follow through with it. It's sort of like you're saying, okay, guys, well, this is the way I'm going to do it. And, you know, you could help, you know, when I do it this way. But you've got to put it like, you know, you've got to put it in this beautiful golden box that's at your feet right now. Put the whole situation in that beautiful box and allow the angels to take it to heaven, okay? And instead of you being in charge, allow God to be in charge. It's going to be so much easier. It's going to feel better. You're going to have peace immediately.
Okay.
Okay? And you just need to visualize like this, you know, beautiful venture going forward. See it and feel it and just say thank you before it really, you know, gets there.
Okay?
I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because you do need to get a couple things, you know, straightened out there and we'll get you back on track, okay?
Thank you, DC.
You're so welcome, hon. God bless.
Thank you. Hey, Barbara.
Okay, Teresa. We're going to do some of those wonderful Dear Innate statements. All right. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Innate, it is safe for my human mind to not be in control.
Dear Innate, it is safe for my human mind to not be in control.
Dear Innate, I release all of the ties and bindings that I no longer need.
Dear Innate, I release all these ties that are binding that I do not need.
Dear Innate, I release the energies of others.
Dear Innate, I release the energies of others.
Dear Innate, I release all fear connected with money.
That's a big one. Dear Innate, I release all the fear connected with money.
Dear Innate, all of my past beliefs about money.
Dear Innate, I release all of my past beliefs dealing with money.
Dear Innate, I release all societal restrictions connected with money.
Dear Innate, I release all societal restrictions dealing with money.
Dear Innate, I release the need to be in control of money.
Dear Innate, I release the need to be in control of money.
Dear Innate, I release the need to fight money.
Dear Innate, I release the need to fight money.
Dear Innate, I release any sense of being powerless when it comes to money.
Dear Innate, I release the need to feel powerless when it comes to money.
Here, Nate, money is simply a tool.
Yes, here, Nate, money is simply a tool.
Here, Nate, money is abundant.
Dear Nate, money is abundant.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to receive money.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to, did you say refuse money?
I said receive, not refuse.
Receive money. That's why I asked. Receive. I allow myself to receive. Yeah, my God.
Oh, that's like, dear Nate, I release any need to refuse money.
Yeah, release. I don't want to refuse money. No. I release that. Oh.
Dear Nate, I allow money to flow into my life in expected and unexpected ways.
Dear Nate, I'm trying to remember what you said. I got all into seeing the money rain on me. go ahead, say it again.
Okay. I allow money to flow into my life in expected and unexpected ways.
I allow money to flow in expected and unexpected ways.
Dear Nate, I always have enough.
Dear Nate, I always have enough. This is true.
Dear Nate, I receive money every day.
Dear Nate, I receive money every day. This is true.
Dear Nate, money loves me.
And dear Nate, money loves me.
And take a nice deep breath.
I spend my day putting this into practice. Thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome. Wow. much more open to money now. So just allow yourself to receive it. It's not something you have to prove that you're worthy of, because you are worthy of it. You were born worthy of it. So just receive it.
Right. Thank you so much. I'm going to work on this. I promise you. I promise me. Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let us know how it goes.
Oh, you know I will. Thank you so much, guys. I'll talk to you really soon.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. And I want to remind people just one more time that if you call in and you would like a message or you have a question, you must press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on the studio board. Otherwise, we just let you listen. So if you have something you want to know, press the number 1. Okay, DC, it looks like we are finished for today.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It was an amazing show. And Ginger is reminding everyone that all problems are just illusions of the mind.
So get out of your minds, people.
Yes, get out of your mind. And Jackson has done, I guess, with his readings for today. He's back to watching cartoons.
Well,
oh my goodness, he is. He's intuitive, and he picks up on things and he just screams them out.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is.
All right.
Well, I hope everyone has a beautiful day, Barbara. You know, I hope they have an amazing day. What a start to their day. If they've joined us, you know, they've got their daily dose of vitamin G, and it's, you know, it was a feel-good time. And just, you know, keep that vibration with you for the rest of the day.
Definitely.
Ginger's saying, in align with who you really are.
Yes.
Yes. Totally, totally amazing.
All right. Then we will be back on Sunday evening, and we hope everyone has a lovely weekend, although it's just Thursday.
Yeah.
Heck, why not start the weekend early?
Yeah. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. Okay. Well, thank you, Barbara. Thank you, everyone. We look forward to connecting on Sunday. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.